Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR, on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
Oh, it's 3:30, and you know what that means. Becky Lynn has the headlines. We're going to hold them up a little bit. Here we go. Becky Lynn, your top story.
All right. Governor Doug Ducey is calling on Secretary of State Katie Hobbs to speed up the verification process for the signatures for Arizona School Voucher Program. Attempts to get the Empowerment Scholarship Account Program expansion on the ballot remain up in the air. Governor Ducey advocated for the school choice program today.
Once the politicians get the money to the parents, the politicians will never be able to touch it again.
If the initiative fails, the program will open to all Arizona K through 12 students. As of now, nearly 11,000 applications have already been submitted for the expanded version of this program. But the Arizona Secretary of State's office is not budging to the demand.
The office tells KTAR it will continue the review of signatures efficiently and accurately, regardless of any reports that the number of signatures needed will fall short. The office has 20 days to complete the review and states it's absolutely on track to meet that. The office also claims politicians are, quote, intentionally misrepresenting this process to parents to create confusion, end quote. Griselda Satino, KTAR News.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Now, Ducey's too busy trying to get parents' money. He doesn't care if he gets teachers' money. Because that 20 for 2022 is a long, long time ago.
Yep.
And is there any other area where we can take our state tax dollars directly with us? Let's say that, okay, I don't use public transportation, but I know a lot of people do. So should I be able to take my tax dollars and use it towards Uber? Because that's really what we're talking about here, right? And other forms of transportation. Why can't I do that? If you don't want to be in public school, okay, you're going to take that those tax dollars. You're going to move your kid to a different one in private school. Well, I don't. Where can I take my tax dollars and move it?
Well, I think we need, first of all, we need to pay our teachers better. That's a given. And I like school choice. I like having the opportunity to have school choice, giving parents the opportunity to move your kids, whether you want to move them to a better public school or take some of that money. School choice is a great thing, but you got to pay the teachers, too. And we can do both, but the reality is...
But they already have choice. If they're not happy with their child's public school, they can move to another public school.
Yeah, but
and those tax dollars follow the child.
Yeah, but money to take to charter private schools too. Having more competition, there's nothing wrong with that. Will they get this done? You know what? Yeah, with politicians, and I heard they say politicians will say anything. Mm. I was shocked about that because I didn't know if that to be true.
No,
but apparently they do.
We're holding up the headlines.
Arizona votes.
Border security remains a top political issue in Arizona. One candidate for governor is revealing her plan if elected in November. KTAR's Colton Krolak has more.
Katie Hobbs tells KTAR's Mike Broomhead on AZTV7's The Before You Vote show she feels the Biden administration is making efforts to close the gaps on the southern border, but called out Governor Doug Ducey's, quote, political stunt at the border.
I am very concerned about the liability to the state of Arizona for those shipping containers that they're putting on federal land and that there's pictures of people climbing on top of them.
She says she wants to use state resources for real solutions and adds having an adversarial relationship with the president isn't beneficial for the state. Colton Krolak, KTAR News.
Like, oh my God, I think what Harry's doing is bad. You know what? If you think, honestly, that what Biden is doing is helping the southern border, you're disqualified. Sorry.
Well, I don't know if you're disqualified, but you
in
don't
my
know,
book, you're disqualified.
Okay, that's fair. You don't know what's going on. Not you, Chad. But like, what did Colton say? Is it Biden? She claims Biden is trying to close holes on the border.
Has closed holes.
Has? No, yeah. He hasn't. That's a flat out. It's not. I don't
that's
know
a
if,
lie.
I don't
that's
know
an absolute lie.
I don't know if Katie Hobbs is lying about it or she literally doesn't understand what happens on the border. Now, you could talk about the stunt that Ducey did with whatever. Buses, you know, with migrants sending them to New York or putting the shipping containers there. But you know, again, last time we had Katie Hobbs on, she was blaming Trump for the border, and that's just stupid.
And no, and having an adversary, they have no relationship. How many times has he called? He wouldn't see Ducey. He hasn't come to the border. Fail. Big fail. Sorry. Biden, you don't care.
No, he doesn't care about the borders, no doubt. We're holding up the headlines, Becky. What is that? What is that? It's scary.
Well, the November election's drawing closer, and the manufacturers are working hard to prepare the
Dominion
ballots
machine?
That will soon be in your mailbox. KTAR's Luke Forstner is live in the news center with the story.
Becky, for Phoenix-based Runbeck Election Services, one of the largest ballot printers in the industry, the process starts more than a year before the election. Runbeck President and CEO Jeff Ellington says there's a lot to account for.
We have to order envelopes, paper, for the ballots to be printed. I voted stickers. We have to get the instruction booklets printed.
And the most important part, the ballot itself.
The county will ultimately send us an official ballot order, and then we produce exactly what they asked for.
Runbeck's facility can produce between 1 and 1.5 million mail packets a day for 76 counties around the country. Live from the news center, Luke Forstner, KTAR News.
Except for Pinal County. They're doing it themselves, and that is they're just going to throw stuff at people's houses, and you throw rocks back at them, and they'll tell you who you voted for.
It is interesting. Pinal County's got to get this one right. Well, we even talked to them. When it comes to printing ballots, at least at the places you go and vote, they don't do that there.
They guesstimate how many people they think are going
to
be there.
If they run out, they say, go to dinner. And come back and,
wait some more.
We'll see. All right. We're holding up the headlines.
Extreme winds hammering southwest Florida as Hurricane Ian takes its time edging across the state. And ABC News meteorologist Greg Dutra has more.
It takes time for the storm to be quite literally shredded apart by not only the friction at the ground, but also the wind shear and higher levels of the atmosphere, especially as it gets to higher latitudes. It's that time that is just painstakingly going by so slowly. This thing is moving at 9 miles per hour, probably even slower than that when we get the newest update. You can probably run faster than this hurricane is moving right now, and that is, of course, very concerning for folks who are in this extreme wind warning.
Ian came ashore as a Category 4 storm. Governor DeSantis says the 911 calls from people who chose not to evacuate are being logged until conditions are safe enough for the first responders to get out there to them.
Yeah, if they come out too early, they could die. They could get hurt. And if you're watching this storm, and I'm kind of watching it on social media. There are homes that have been moved by the water and the wind.
Yeah.
Full homes. I've seen, roofs pop right off the house. So it's going to be a long few days of this storm in Florida, and it looks really, really bad and really scary.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how fast they bounce back from this, because I'm not just looking at Florida. I'm thinking about how slow they say it's going to slow down tonight,
yep.
And then it's going to be a slow moving that is going to just be a deluge throughout the eastern part of the country. It's going to be ugly this weekend. And
hit other states, too.
Yeah, big, big time.
Oh, Bad Bunny. This guy is a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
So that's what? Is that a Chase tonight? Chase?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Malo Chupacabra.
It's going to be great.
That's my rap name.
All right, that's it for holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news. We interrupt, we react to the day's top stories, give you our take, put a little snark in there.